be ourselves and show love to everyone and kindness. And we definitely see that coming back because everyone has always treated us with respect and love.
Welcome back to another episode of Seeking Refuge. Today we will be taking you with us as we explore the wonderful town of Clarkston, Georgia. Clarkston is considered to be the most diverse square mile in America. Many asylum programs in the 90s identified the town to be an ideal place to resettle newcomers due to its closeness to Atlanta, public transportation, and affordable housing. Today, according to the City of Clarkston website, half of the city's residents are foreign-born and come from over 50 countries across 6 continents. The city is very proud of its diversity and considers itself to be the Ellis Island of the South. When we arrived in Clarkston on Sunday, March 17th, the diversity of the town was obvious from the start. We saw signs and languages ranging from Amharic to Nepali to Burmese. It felt as though the many restaurants, religious buildings, and shops were buzzing with rich culture, diversity, and community. We first visited an Ethiopian store, immediately greeted by perfumes of incense and rows of cultural cutlery and foods. We then advanced across the mall strip, encountering businesses owned by people of many backgrounds, including a laundromat and a grocery store. We then made our way towards Clarkston downtown, where we encountered a special place called the Friendship Forest Wildlife Sanctuary. The beginning of the trail is lined with pages of a book titled All Are Welcome, a New York Times bestseller children's book. The book encaptured Clarkston's acceptance and welcoming of diverse groups of migrants and refugees. Then we went towards downtown, where we stopped by a farmer's market. Here, we interviewed 3 different businesses.
Marlies Street Eats is a restaurant featuring Jamaican lunch and dinner meals. Here is our deep conversation with the owner, Marley, about the restaurant's favorite meals and which communities they serve most. Can you please introduce yourself and your business?
I am Marlene with Marley Street Eats.
Anything else you want to add?
I started the farmer's market 13 years ago. I started because of my last name, which is Baker, so I started doing cakes. And then I ventured out into food.
Okay.
At the moment, I do 2 schools and 2 local regular weekend markets. I do hot lunch at the schools, and I do different variety of stuff at the markets. I do Indian food, I do Jamaican food, different sauce and dips, and been working for myself for 13 years.
Wow. What's been your most popular item in the last 13 years?
It varies though, because everything is pretty good. So the Jamaican patties are pretty popular, the samosas are too. My chicken salad, I'm pretty known here for my chicken salad. Mm-hmm. It's like everything has its own day and stuff, but I think I sell the things that I love, and my customers love those.
That's great. The samosas were delicious.
Yes,
thank
they
you.
Were.
So what populations do you feel like you sell to most? We came to Clarkston because there's a large refugee and immigrant population and a lot of centers working to help them. So we're just kind of wondering who you
my I cater to everyone, of course,
right, of
but
course.
Most of my customers are Caucasian or Indian, because especially for the areas that we go or I chose to do markets, I go to most of the popular markets in the popular areas, so that's the areas that they cater to, and the African-American community, some are not that diverse when it comes to, their palate, taste palates. And then my food is pretty flavorful from the Jamaican, and then the Indian flavor is something that sometimes it takes, someone with a very adventurous palate.
Right.
Yes.
So what would you say is the hardest part of being
business owner?
Finding workers.
Mm. Yeah, it's true.
Finding workers and finding people, when you do, finding people with the same passion that you have, or just be into it, not just there for a paycheck, but want to see you succeed and want to succeed themselves, you know, so you'll do a good job so you can have, you know, you can stay longer with the company and stuff. People will come just because they want to pay their phone bills, or they want to, they're just short of some change. You know, whatever I do it with, I put 120% into it. So whether it be my business or working for someone else, I put my all into it or nothing. So that's most of my problem is or the challenges is finding people with consistency. It's just workers.
And so how do you feel about like the sense of community in Clarkston?
Oh, Clarkston, I've found quite a few people in Clarkston to work for me. I think too, when you find people of the different cultures, like people from more of like more immigrants and stuff, you'll get a little better worker out of them. Because I guess me myself as an immigrant, I'm from Jamaica. We kind of have a different work ethic and stuff. You know, a sense of achievement. You come into a different country and stuff, you don't want to just come here. Maybe if we were back home, which of course being back home I still work, but maybe it would be a little bit more comfortable for you. But being outside of your comfort zone of, you know, your country, you tend to want to achieve more. And then that's why most people are here,
right?
You know, from a different culture, is to achieve to the highest level. So I really embrace the, I'll go for, like, if I have to choose, I'll choose an immigrant to work with me more than, because I know that most time their work ethic is similar to mine.
And so in the last 13 years, what has been your favorite or the best part of running a business?
The best part of running a business, or specifically this business, is I'm a people's person. So I get to meet people, and like right now I just take on a job with Delta, and I don't know how to say bye to my customers because I already build a following. I have a community, you know, within this. So it's the people. Yeah. I love people. My customers love me because I give them great food, great service, and this is like, it's like a family here for me. So not coming, it's like, how do I see these people? How do I get the laughs and the hugs and, you know, the talks? I get to know most of my customers by name. I know their family. I know about their dogs, who went to the vets, whatever. So we talk about everything. So my best part is having this family within my customers.
That's beautiful. I'm happy to hear that. Yes. All right. Thank you so much.
You are welcome.
Sweet Sweet Syria is a mobile bakery run and founded by a Syrian refugee family. Here is our interview with them, which focused on their background as a company and connection to their community.
Hi, can you introduce yourself and your business?
So the owner of the business is Caleb and Royda. They own the business called Sweet Sweet Syria. They have owned the business for 7 years now. They started off with selling out just cookies, and now they have expanded selling cookies and flour.
How did you start this business? How did you come up with the idea?
Long is it from Fakra to the business?
Is
it long? Long is it Fakra and not the business?
We're
going to
be
from
the
country of our country. We're going to be from the country of our country. Fakra. 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 وصلونا على طلبية، أول طلبية نحن وصلونا عليها البقلاوة، ماشي؟ إلا بعدين صاروا يطلبوا منا أكل، قمنا استقرنا اللايسن.
So at first we had some visitors over because we were new to the USA. They were helping us with everything. And we just had some food and dessert made for them, you know, for them to enjoy. And then they really liked it. And then after a week, they asked if they could order some baklava for themselves. So we delivered the baklava. Then we just started getting a few orders every now and then. And then we just got the idea. A lot of people started requesting if we could open up a business. After we opened up the business, we had to acquire a license so we could start selling. At first, we just started off with dessert, just baklava, mixed cookies. And then as we kept going along, we started doing catering for food. And then we kept expanding and expanding and started selling fresh food at farmers markets.
What is like the hardest part of running a business?
شو أصعب شيء بالبزنس؟
كل الأكل كتير نتغلب فيه لأن طالع الخلطة إنه ما حد يقلدنا فيه. إلا الشاورما إلا ما حد في عالم بيسوي الشاورما وبيسوي فلافل إلا بس عنا خلطتنا الخاصة فينا هي والثوم. لو كل شيء نحن.
The hardest part is definitely making the food because it's not easy. It's just we need the recipe. We need to keep consistent with the recipe. We can't mess up anything. Like the chicken shawarma, we can't mess up the recipe or the seasoning because the taste will differ. We like to keep ours unique. That's why we don't change it. So as the garlic sauce, we make the garlic sauce with no yogurt, no eggs, no milk, nothing, no dairy products at all, no flour. And it's just unique to us, and that's definitely the hardest part is being unique from other businesses.
نساويها إلا نسحب ميتها من شون طول تقعد سنين بس نسحب المي هاي كتير بتغلب.
And then also making the salad olive is definitely hard because we need to extract all the water and everything from every single of the vegetable so it can last longer and it doesn't expire.
Okay, so one last question. So how would you describe your place in the community in Clarendon? How do you connect with the community here?
شلون تحس حالك انت هون مثلا العالم تحبهم ما تحبهم
لكان الا لازم العالم نحن نحبهم هنا يحبون الا مشان تشتغلي الا اذا بتعملي العالم بكراهيه ولا اي شغله ما بنشتغل الا احنا نحترم كل العالم الصغير قبل الكبير.
We definitely feel welcomed in this community because everyone shows support. We also show support. We don't like to be mean. We don't like to cause any problems. We just like to be ourselves and show love to everyone and kindness, and we definitely see that coming back because everyone has always treated us with respect and love.
الا اهم شيء استقبال الزبون هي الحالة شغلة
and
لازم تستقبلوا بوش حلو بوش هذا لازم
and definitely welcoming the customers with a nice smile and a good welcome definitely helps us fit in the community because if we show them respect, they'll show respect to us, and that's definitely really important to us.
Okay, one more question. What's your favorite part of the business?
My favorite part is definitely seeing how the business is growing because we started off with little to nothing, and now look at us now. We're selling at farmers markets, colleges, we do catering, we do parties, weddings. That's definitely a thing that I like because it's definitely unique. You don't always see a business successful. You know, a successful rate for a business is really low. And just showing how we started from nothing to where we are now is definitely a big thing. And it brings a smile to my face.
Thank you so much.
Aleppo Kitchen is a Mediterranean restaurant dedicated to serving Syrian cuisine. In this interview, we asked about their background and their favorite dishes on their menu. Here's our interview together.
So, what is your name?
My name is Barmen Aypesh.
And when did you start? Are you the owner of Aleppo Kitchen?
I am owner of Aleppo Kitchen. We started my business in 2018.
2018.
Yes.
So how did you come up with the idea? Or, like, you know, what was the journey of you making this business?
We first 1 year, I got many job. It was very hard because I am mother for 5 kids. I cannot go and out my home. I cannot work out my home. I have to be. We be with my kids. My financial told me this business maybe can help you. You can cook in your home and you can stay with your children. I start my business like this. I sign up for only the first farmers market. I coming here. After I signed like now 6 farmers market, I have it. Also, we have now website. I have website. I have Instagram. I make mini catering for Emory and Georgia University. Yeah.
So who is your typical clientele? Who do you typically sell to? Is it mostly at the farmer's market or other places?
Catering.
Oh, okay. Yeah, cool.
So how would you describe, like, you know, being a business in Clarendon, or in Clarkston? Has it been easy, or, like, how has the community been?
No, it's very easy. It's very nice people here. All the people here help me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, awesome. And the last question, I guess, is... what's your, out of all the food you sell, what's your favorite? What do you suggest to people?
Baklava and pad thai.
Okay, good to know.
And hummus, yes.
All right, awesome, yeah. Great. Well, yeah, I think that's everything we have questions for. But thank you so much.
Thank you, you're welcome. Thank you.
Our visit to Clarkston ended with us viewing a mural painted with hundreds of words celebrating diversity and welcoming. The mural was painted on the side of the Adams Center, a religious institution. We truly hope that you enjoyed this episode. We have visited Clarkston in the past. You can listen to our episode from season 7 titled Ethnic Stores as a Way to Ease the Transition if you want to learn more about this wonderful city. Thank you again, and I hope you enjoyed the episode.